Isle of my spirit, on a sudden, a simpler and a truer test. Indeed, when a man has made preparations and given himself a formal summons to be patient, it is not equally clear just how much real strength of mind he possesses. The surest proofs are those which one exhibits offhand, viewing one's own troubles not only fairly, but calmly, not flying into fits of temper or wordy wranglings, supplying one's own needs by not craving something which was really due, and reflecting that our habits may be unsatisfied, but never our own real selves. How many things are superfluous we fail to realize until they begin to be wanting. We merely used them, not because we needed them, but because we had them. And how much do we acquire simply because our neighbors have acquired such things, or because most men possess them? Many of our troubles may be explained from the fact that we live according to a pattern, and instead of arranging our lives according to reason, are led astray by convention. There are things which, if done by the few, we should refuse to imitate. Yet, when the majority have begun to do them, we follow along, just as if anything were more honorable because it is more frequent. Furthermore, wrong views, when they have become prevalent, reach in our eyes the standard of righteousness. Everyone now travels with Numidian outriders preceding him, with a troop of slave runners to clear the way. We deem it disgraceful to have no attendants who will elbow crowds from the road, or will prove, by a great cloud of dust, that a high dignitary is approaching. Everyone now possesses mules that are laden with crystal and murrhine cups, carved by skilled artists of great renown. It is disgraceful for all your baggage to be made up of that which can be rattled along without danger. Everyone has pages who ride along with ointment-covered faces so that the heat or the cold will not harm their tender complexions. It is disgraceful that none of your attendant slave boys should show a healthy cheek not covered with cosmetics. You should avoid conversation with all such persons. They are the sort that communicate and engraft their bad habits from one to another. We used to think that the very worst variety of these men were those who vaunted their words. But there are certain men who vaunt their wickedness. Their talk is very harmful, for even though it is not at once convincing, yet they leave the seeds of trouble in the soul, and the evil which is sure to spring into new strength, follows us about even when we have parted from them. Just as those who have attended a concert carry about in their heads the melodies and the charm of the songs they have heard, a proceeding which interferes with their thinking and does not allow them to concentrate upon serious subjects. Even so, the speech of flatterers and enthusiasts over that which is depraved sticks in our minds long after we have heard them talk. It is not easy to rid the memory of a catching tune. It stays with us, lasts on, and comes back from time to time. Accordingly, you should close your ears against evil talk, and right at the outset, too. For when such talk has gained an entrance, and the words are admitted, and are in our minds, they become more shameless. And then we begin to speak as follows. Virtue, philosophy, justice? This is a jargon of empty words. The only way to be happy is to do yourself well. To eat, drink, and spend your money is the only real life, the only way to remind yourself that you are mortal. Our days flow on, and life, which we cannot restore, hastens away from us. Why hesitate to come to our senses? This life of ours will not always admit pleasures. Meantime, while it can do so, while it clamors for them, what profit lies in imposing thereupon frugality? Therefore, get ahead of death, and let anything that death will filch from you be squandered now upon yourself. You have no mistress, no favorite slave to make your mistress envious. You are sober when you make your daily appearance in public. You dine as if you had to show your account book to Papa. But that is not living. It is merely going shares in someone else's existence. And what madness it is to be looking out for the interests of your heir and to deny yourself everything.